It's good to be here, man. Good to be here. I'd like to thank some of my former teammates, man, for being here. Chris Baker, Kedrick Golston, Kirk Cousins, man. Great guys, man. I played with a lot of good guys here, man. And that's why I'm here today. I started playing football at the age of 7. Since then, it has been my outlet, my place of comfort. It has brought me great joy. I was just a kid from New York with dreams of making it to the NFL. Like so many others, not knowing that it could actually happen. I truly believe that if you work hard, your talent won't be denied. I came from a small 1AA university. I was undrafted and overlooked by many. But Bill Parcells saw something in me that a lot of people didn't. I want to thank him, Jerry Jones, and the entire Cowboy organization for giving me an opportunity to showcase my talent. I also really want to thank my old defensive line coach, who is now the defensive coordinator of the New York Jets, Casey Rogers, for instilling the tools I needed to be a great defensive lineman in the league. When I came to the Redskins in 2011, it was a difficult time for my family and I. I had just lost my son, Skyler, and my mother-in-law, Muriel, passed away a few months after that. However, it was the embrace of the Redskins family that gave me comfort. This immediately felt like home, and I was able to shine here. This is a world-class organization made up of world-class people. I want to thank Dan Snyder, Bruce Allen, and Coach Shanahan for their belief in me. I also want to thank Larry Hess and the whole training staff for always having me ready to play on Sunday. I want to thank the Redskins fans. You guys were there, win or lose. You guys are truly the best fans in the world. Without my family, there's no way I would ever be the man that I am today. My mom, who's here, has always been there to support me and has always been there when I needed her most. To my dad, my first coach, who introduced me to this game that I love, I wouldn't be playing this sport if it wasn't for you. To my kids, including the one in heaven, thank you for always motivating me. You're the reason Daddy worked hard every day. And last but not least, my beautiful wife, Tiffany, is here, who has always been there for me since the beginning, and who has always been there no matter what. I love you, I adore you, and I thank God for you. I always felt like this was home, and even though I'm retiring today, I will forever be a Washington Redskin, HTTR. Thank you.
Steven, what was it about here that made it home, made you want to come back here? You spent, you know, a lot of time in Dallas, and you're here at the Jets. What was it about here?
You know, I always felt like here was just a family-oriented organization from the top bottom. Like I said, like, D linemen are still here today, man. These guys forever would be my brothers. And it's always been you can't change the way you feel about something, and it's always been that type of vibe here.
Why now? Why retire now?
10 years is a long time. I've been playing football since I was 7 years old. 25 years straight of playing football, man. Body's getting sore, and you know, I feel like there's other joys to life. Get to really enjoy my kids now, and I felt like I really didn't get to be the dad that I wanted to be or the husband. And now I'm able to do that.
Are you going to settle here in Ashburn, or are you going to head back home?
No, we already have a place in New York City, and that's what we always call home.
So you look back on your career, any games or moments that stand out as especially?
The number one game that always stands out in my mind is that last game we beat Dallas to go to playoffs. I mean, that run that we went on, I've never been a part of a team so special like that. And no matter what game we played, we just knew that we had the confidence to win. And I feel like that was the beginning of the turning point here in Washington.
Steve, you like to have a lot of fun in the locker room sometimes at the expense of us. and other areas that I probably, shouldn't bring up, but you like to have a lot of fun with players, teammates, media, whatever. Is that the part that you're going to miss about playing the game, the camaraderie that you had inside the locker room with guys like Kett and
Baker? Without a doubt. I'm going to miss that more than anything, man. I mean, the grind, the sacrifice that you with the guys every day, and they're doing the same thing, sacrificing with you. You have no choice but to develop a bond with guys when you go through the things that we're going through.
It's not really a question, but I just want to say thanks, Bo. You know, you was one of the guys when I came here on a practice squad. You know, you was the guy I looked up to, and you was one of the guys who always believed in me and told me, you know, one day you're going to be in my shoes. And, you know, I really took that advice and just watched you and Barry as professionals and husbands and the way you guys, you know, act. And it's really taught me a lot, and I owe a lot to you guys for the player that I am today. So I just want to say thank you for always being my friend and a role model to me, man. Thank
appreciate,
you.
Appreciate that, bro.
Bo Diggity, baby.
Anyone else?
Welcome back, Steve. You see some of these guys in here, you know, some of your former teammates, and just showing you support. You look at the team now going forward. These guys are still part of it. Do you expect some special things from this year's group?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I've been, you know, when you have ties to the team and friends, you always watch what everybody's doing, you know. So, you know, the way they won the division last year, it was amazing. And, I mean, I feel like it's really sky's the limit. I'm looking forward to watching this year, and I think they should do nothing but dominate, really. I mean, they're good at every position.